A Taco Bell worker slapped in the face for just doing his job.
Doesn't sound like a very pleasant experience.
Not at all.
Plus, you guys, you gotta pay for my microwave. It blew up. Oh, you're smiling. What's going on with you, bro?
Did you hear that?
He said smarty pants?
Yeah, he's saying, well, you're smiling.
Oh.
So the customer wanted something with his food, and then he's saying apparently he took some of the food home before and then reheated it in his microwave and it blew up his microwave. So he's also going to sue Taco Bell for blowing up his microwave.
Okay.
And so the employee is like trying to take this guy seriously, but he might have had a smirk on his face.
Uh-huh.
And then he slapped the guy in the face.
Jeez.
This guy's probably, I think the guy that slapped him looks like he's in his 60s.
Oh, he was having a bad day.
Yeah.
Not that you can take it out on other people. That's not acceptable.
As far as the microwave goes, I think it's known that the person has to be careful themselves of what they put in the microwave. One time I bought a sub, and I put the sub in the microwave, and it was wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize that even though it looked like paper, inside was foil.
Oh.
And microwave started like, sparks shot out all over the place on that thing.
Yes.
I don't know if they still make that type of wrap.
I think so. I think they do, like in restaurants and stuff. Sometimes we'll get a cheesesteak.
It didn't look foil, but it was foil under the paper.
On the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember the very first time I ever realized, I was younger, much younger, but I realized that you cannot microwave foil. I tried to soften a frozen candy bar, like a Snickers or something. I don't know why it was in the freezer or whatever the candy bar was that had foil on the inside.
Okay.
And so when you undid it, you didn't know because it was like a brown wrapper. But the second it got into the microwave, it was like, and it stinks.
It's crazy.
It smells bad. Oh.
Yeah, absolutely. So here at the end, you hear the slap at the end.
I'm going to hold this food. Plus, you guys, you got to pay for my microwave. It blew up. Oh, you're smiling. What's wrong with you, bro?
What's wrong with you, bro?
Oh, my gosh. That's messed up.
It is messed up, man.
We've all been senile.
Yeah, we've all been frustrated as customer service workers.
Yes.
And also as, customers.
But you can't slap.
No, even if you think you want to, you can't do it.
Cannot do it. And they're not responsible for your microwave, dummy.
No. And it's Taco Bell. Don't ruin your chance to go to Taco Bell.
When I was working at a store... this is after my dad's pharmacy. I took a job part-time at another pharmacy. And I'll never forget, this guy came in. It was like a Sunday evening. He came in with this raw meat in the store and a little portable grill and slammed it on the counter and say, I would like to get a refund on my meat that you ruined on my vacation. And I'm like, I paid like $80 worth of steaks, and the grill that I bought from this store did not work on vacation. And for years now, I've been wondering if this guy had a case. And I thought at first this guy doesn't have a case just because it's not our fault that grill didn't work, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
And he bought all this steak, so you would have to do something else. But then I started thinking of it. The more and more stores take ownership of it, a lot of stores don't sell anything if it's not good quality. And in fact, you ever get something in the mail and you have to put it together, says, don't bring back to the store. Call us first. We'll take care of it. The label says.
Oh, yes. And sometimes with Amazon, too, they'll say that. Yeah.
And the reason why is a lot of times now that stores, like a big store, like a Lowe's Hardware or a Costco or something, when they start getting returns on that, they'll discontinue your product because it's not higher quality.
Right.
So I'm wondering if he has a case. Now, the way he went about it was horrible. We all were fearing for our lives, it seemed like, over this steak.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up, I guess, he's like, what are you going to, I'm not leaving the store until you pay. I think he ended up paying him.
Wow.
I think that there are other ways of going about that. You know, like what if it was a good quality grill?
Yeah.
And then he did something that made it not work.
The user error, yeah.
Or it could have just been a one-off where there was a missing part or there was something that didn't work.
Yeah.
And it's in the presentation too. Like, hey, this happens, unfortunately. Is there anything we could do here? Like, what can you help me with this? It's all.
But you think the store should pay for the steak?
No,
no, I do not.
I think they should have arrested right away, or maybe throw it into some.
I do not think they're
hole in
they're
the
liable. No way.
Yeah, get him out.
It was
get
very high quality, but I think it's not the store's fault to pay for the steak. Maybe it is to alert you about this product that's not good, then he can get something. You know what I mean?
I think it's that to me goes in the same case file as people who complain that like their strawberry Pop-Tart doesn't contain a real strawberry.
Yeah, right.
You know, or
it's like, oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Those types of things. There was another one we read fairly recently where somebody sued, and I think that they won because I don't know. It was something
saying,
that they...
You're saying it's like false advertising.
Yeah. Kind of saying that you give a pass on the store. And I get
that. I do give a pass to the store.
At the same time, there's certain stores that want their products. Like when you go to certain stores, you know and you expect their products overall. Do you trust them? Right?
Yes.
And there's one store in particular that we get our wine from. But
and all of the other things
but
that
we do.
Buy.
We
yes.
trust most of the, whether it's that brand or the off brand or not, you trust everything in the store for the most part to be good quality.
I do.
And if it's not, I brought a cooler back once that like warped 3 years later and they took it back.
But you didn't bring in all of the drinks or the meat that you put in the cooler that spoiled because the cooler didn't work properly. Do you see what I'm saying? Like
that's true.
The store could honor it. Like the pharmacy where you were working or wherever you're working, they could have said, look, we're very sorry. We stand by our products. We did not. But
we did.
The
he
fact
go
that
away.
He brought in all of the meat and said you were responsible.
Right. That's crazy.
Please.
Also, let's not give Jason a pass for bringing. I'd be ashamed.
Yeah.
To take something back 3 years later.
3 years later, that is ridiculous.
This is work. Yeah. You do something about it.
Right.
It's like
3 years.
Because you know they would.
If they say it's supposed to last for 10 and it doesn't.
It did.
Yeah. Then,
but that's more of a manufacturer's
warranty.
But somebody told me they have the best. And
they do.
I hate returning things. I cringe
returning
things.
Yeah, I don't like
things.
It either.
I mean, even especially if I don't have the bag, I feel like I'm walking in. They think I took it off the shelves. I'm stealing it and bring it back. Well, that store, you have to go in a separate entrance. And somebody said they did, and it's a very expensive one, especially when I bought it. And they said, yeah, no problem. As long as you don't abuse it, they took
that's
it back.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
People do.
I think at one point they would take back TVs years later. Years and years
like
later.
Just out of style.
And people would take it back. I think they stopped doing that. But they apparently this one store you're talking about has like really good
unbelievable
customer service. All right, so don't slap the Taco Bell worker. Come on now. Let's not do that.